It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Banda, good afternoon to you and welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
When we're
glad that I am available today. Sorry for what happened yesterday.
That's all right. That's all right, Mfundisi. We're talking about service and compassion and godliness today. How do acts of service and compassion reflect the Lord's attributes? And how does that relate to godliness?
Beautiful. Our acts of service and compassion actually mirror the Lord's attributes by embodying qualities such as love, mercy, and kindness. When we selflessly serve others, we reflect the divine nature and contribute to a world shaped by godly virtues. Ephesians chapter 4:32 says, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you." So basically, in a nutshell, when we do service to one another, acts of kindness, we are actually portraying the attributes of God to the world.
Okay, acts of kindness. Besides reflecting the Lord, how does it connect us to the Lord?
These acts of kindness, service, and compassion connect us to the Lord by fostering a sense of unity and shared purpose. When we serve others, we actually participate in God's work of love and restoration. And this deepens our spiritual connection with our God. Mm-hmm. And this is why 1 John chapter 4, verses 12 says, "No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us." So we see how this connects us to the Lord, these acts of kindness and goodness are very critical to our Christian life as we live in this broken world.
Okay. Do these acts purify the soul and help us transcend ego-driven desires, Mfundisi?
By nature, we are inclined to do evil, and we are selfish people. You know, we have these, you know, ego-driven desires. By nature, that's how we are. But, you know, when we participate in these acts of service and compassion, I would say they contribute to soul purification. How? By redirecting focus from ego-driven desires to selfless living or to selfless giving. And in serving others, we transcend selfish motives, cultivating a purified and compassionate heart. So in a way, we will say that these acts indeed make a contribution to purifying the soul, so that we are pure in the sight of God.
Okay. So how do these acts cultivate virtues this time?
Maybe before I look at this question, I can also read James chapter 3, verse 17, for how these acts of service, acts of compassion, acts of goodness purify the soul. James 3:17 says, "But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere." So we see that all these, just as the Galatians chapter 5, you know, talks about those fruits, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, very, very important. So now, How do these acts cultivate virtues? These acts of service and compassion cultivate virtues by actively practicing love, empathy, you know, understanding someone's needs, that's empathy, you know, and generosity. Through these actions, we actually nurture qualities that align with godliness, fostering a virtuous character. And that is why 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 says, "For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness."
Wow, wow. Okay, okay. My final question to you, Mfundis, how do these acts demonstrate faith, and in what way?
Yes, we begin with a text in James chapter 2, verse 17. The Bible says, "So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." It's completely dead.
Okay.
So how do these acts demonstrate faith, and in what way? Acts of service and compassion demonstrate faith by putting beliefs into action. You know, when you believe in God, and you will put your faith in God into action by portraying what God will exactly do if he was physically here.
Yeah.
Because we actually are there. We are the hand for God. So faith is alive and vibrant when expressed through selfless service, showing a tangible commitment to living out the principles of love and compassion.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Got it. That was brief and to the point, Mfundis. All right. All right. Please help us, Mfundis, now before you pass, you part ways, to close for us with a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Father, it is your desire that we live a selfless life here on earth as your children. It is your desire that we express your goodness, your lovingness, your kindness to our neighbor. We pray for your grace, that our faith indeed shall be seen in action, that people will know you through us. So bless us, Lord, by your grace, that we may live to glorify your name. Forgive us for not doing it in the past. We are making a resolve that by your guidance, by your strength, by your grace, we do it. Thank you for hearing us, for we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mfundis, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for your insights. I can't wait. I can't wait for tomorrow's part five and our conclusion of our daily focus as of godliness. Thank you very much, Mfundis. Have a wonderful day and a blessed one of that.
Thank you. Thank you. Be blessed too.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.